You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. So skip replacing every carb with cauliflower and indulge in your breakfast, lunch, and dinnertime favorites while still hitting your goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on Hero.co for more information.
Hey, everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 505
on Now You Know.
Nice, relaxing summer day. Nothing going on in the world of Tesla and Elon. And
I'm sorry to burst your summer bubble, but it started innocently enough. The rankings for Grok just went up and Elon was happy about it. He said Grok just passed Google in the App Store. Then people noticed something weird going on in the Apple Store. Zach from Black Model 3 said, and it's the first thing that pops up when you open the App Store. Sus. And Elon said,
antitrust behavior from Apple.
So Elon pinned this X post. Hey, Apple App Store, why do you refuse to put either X or Grok in your must-have section when X is the number one news app in the world and Grok is number 5 among all apps? Are you playing politics? What gives? Inquiring minds want to know. And then
Doge Designer posted, breaking Elon Musk's XAI to sue Apple over App Store antitrust violations, favoring OpenAI. Apple's App Store unfairly favors OpenAI, making it, quote, impossible for other AI apps to reach number one.
Elon said, unfortunately, what choice do we have? Apple didn't just put their thumb on the scale, they put their whole body. He went on to say, Apple is the gateway to the internet for half of America. They are making it impossible for any other AI company to succeed by relentlessly promoting OpenAI in every way possible. Apple is behaving in a manner that makes it impossible for any AI company besides OpenAI to reach number one in the App Store, which is an unequivocal antitrust violation. XAI will take immediate legal action. And now Elon is determined to get Grok to the top.
He said, let's get Grok to the top. But as Nikita Beer, the new head of product at X, pointed out, perhaps it is you who is manipulating your products to your benefit by putting warnings on every link to a competitor.
As you can see, when you try and download it, you get this warning of like, this link may be unsafe. And Elon said,
bingo.
Then Sam Altman from OpenAI chimed in. This is a remarkable claim, given what I've heard alleged that Elon does to manipulate X to benefit himself and his own companies and harm his competitors and people he doesn't like. Lots has been said about this. Here's one thing. This is a Platformer article from 2 years ago that we're going to talk about in a second. Sam said, I hope someone will get counter discovery on this, and I and many others would love to know what's been happening, but OpenAI will just stay focused on making great products.
And Elon responded, suffice it to say, Elon does not like Sam Altman.
Elon said, you got 3 million views on your bullshit post, you liar. Far more than I've received on many of mine, despite me having 50 times your follower count. And by the way, that 2-year-old Platformer article that Sam cited was co-written by Casey Newton, who now writes positive articles after positive articles about OpenAI, and ChatGPT. I wonder if he's on the payroll.
Elon said the immensity of the irony of Scam Altman complaining about suppression on this platform while simultaneously getting millions of views is too much to bear. Apple behaves like it's owned by OpenAI. Why?
Elon went on to say, Grok is the smartest AI in the world on the toughest tests and just came first by far in coding, but is not mentioned at all under AI by Apple.
Woo!
Okay, so it's not a quiet summer day.
Okay, can we talk about how hard it is to get good sleep in the summer?
Yeah, between travel, later sunsets, plans, it's so easy for sleep to get off track.
That's why we've been using Dream by Beam for a while now. And honestly, it's made such a difference.
I used to struggle with falling asleep, or I'd wake up at like 3 a.m. and just stare at the ceiling. But Dream actually helps me unwind and get deep, solid sleep. I wake up feeling rested and not groggy.
It's super easy, too. I just mix a scoop into hot water or milk, use the frother, and sip it like a nighttime treat about 30 to 45 minutes before bed.
The ingredients are all natural and really well-researched. So there's magnesium, apigenin, and a bunch of others that work together to support your sleep all night long.
You can get it with or without melatonin, depending on which you'd prefer.
And the flavors are so good. Lately, I've been into cherry berry and the chocolate chip cookie one.
We're obsessed. There's seriously something for everyone.
Plus, it's only 15 to 20 calories, no sugar added, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, like it checks all the boxes.
If you've been struggling with sleep or just want to feel better in the morning, you should definitely try it. Use our code NOWYOUKNOW to get up to 35% off your order.
Do it now. We couldn't recommend Dream more. It's truly been a game changer. All right, so there was the big Jim Farley Ford announcement the other night, what CEO Ford, Jim Farley, called Ford's Model T moment, basically talking about the secret skunkworks that they set into motion 3 years ago. And they're working on what they now are calling the Ford Universal EV platform. And so basically it revealed it's going to be a midsize electric truck for 2027. There was no pictures of it. There was only a sketch of a truck. So we're going to have to wait to see that. But basically they sent off a very small team, 1/10 the size of their normal Ford team, and they sent them off to a skunk works in California. And what we do know about it is that it's going to have prismatic LFP battery cells that'll be made right here in the US. They spent $5 billion on it. Ford will invest $2 billion in the Louisville plant. They're investing $3 billion in the battery plant. And he said there'll be no more compliance cars, that this is going to be an EV built from the ground up. And the more I heard it, I'm like, did he just take an old Tesla speech? Like, so he says it's going to be more spacious inside than a RAV4 and it'll seat 5 adults. And I'm like, okay. Faster than a Mustang twin turbo. I'm not sure how fast that goes. New digital experience that no one has seen before in America. Okay. Amazing range. Didn't give a number. Outlets in the back. That sounds familiar. Power for your house for 6 days.
Great.
That sounds familiar. Starting at $30,000. That's amazing. So
when is this coming?
2027.
Okay.
He eventually said on this platform they would make other body styles. It's going to be built in the U.S., and he then went on to say, why has no one done this? And I was like, hello, Jim in the back here. Someone has done this. He kept talking about China, that this was, we have to beat China, 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 China. And he kept mentioning other brands like BYD. And I'm like, but you didn't mention Tesla once.
Because that would defeat his entire argument.
Exactly.
Because I also love how they're doing aluminum unibody casting.
Yeah.
Wow, this is like some really innovative stuff that no one's seen before. They have.
The funny thing is, the two guys who were heading up the team, Alan Clark, who's a former Tesla executive, now serving as director of new programs engineering, and Doug Fields, who was VP of engineering at Tesla, it's made by two guys from Tesla. Also funny that basically this team was told to go start from scratch, build an electric car, and do not report to corporate Ford. So the only person who knew what was going on, supposedly, was Jim Farley. And they didn't have to ask for permission for anything. And they got to start with a clean slate and all that. Anyway, the more I heard about it from Doug Fields and others, it just sounded like if you're lucky, you'll come out with a Tesla by 2027.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for instance, he said it's going to start with Blue Cruise. I'm like, a Tesla has FSD. So you're already losing if you're going to come up with a car that only has Blue Cruise. Because as we know,
in 2027.
Exactly. Because Blue Cruise is Tesla in 2016. John of the EVWire.com says, Doug Field literally said on the live stream right now that the mantra for the Ford Skunk Works team that designed their new EV platform was the best part is no part. Not a bad influence you've had, Elon.
And Elon saluted.
I mean, we're going to talk about this more on Patreon bonus stories, but I just think this is really sad that if it took Ford 9 years to finally come up with a Tesla-like product, which we don't know if it'll even be a Tesla-like product. And again, it's not coming out this year. It's going to come out in a few more years. And that's them saying it will do that. They never are on time. And they're saying it's $30,000. Look, Tesla couldn't do it. Okay. Tesla couldn't give you a $30,000 EV. So I really highly doubt that Ford's going to be able to do it.
Well, they can, because they can just lose money on it. Just like they've been doing with all their emails.
Yeah, but Jim made a big point to say this will not be a money loser.
That's such an easy thing to say. Watch me say it. I'm going to make an electric car and it won't be a money loser. Guess what? I can't do that.
Yeah. No, it's... Look, comment down below what you guys think. I mean, I want to like it and I wish them the best. I just don't see how they're going to pull it off. Hey, remember how Jessica posted the other day that she needed help with her Tesla and Elon's the one who responded back?
Mm.
Well, she just said, my Tesla's back home. Thank you for stepping in and saving my car, Elon. So I guess Elon should be head of service at Tesla.
I thought he already was.
All right, it's time for the Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw! The Cybertruck Roundup.
So this has been going viral around the internet.
Nigga, I'm in the middle of traffic, bro. Would you look at this, bro? Look, I can't.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Everything is locked. Cybertruck deactivated. Look at this, bro. Cars all on the side of me, bro. What the f***? Bro, I gotta call a Tesla, bro. What the f***? Bro. Like, what the f***? I can't move the car, bro. I'm stranded as f***.
Oh my God. So they shut off his Cybertruck because he did...
Hang on. Tesla posted, this is fake. That's not our screen. Tesla does not disable vehicles remotely. So again, this was just a influencer fun thing. And it's unfortunately misleading a lot of people to think that, oh, Tesla can shut off your car. They do not do that.
And the funny thing is you can do this on any Tesla. You simply upload a YouTube video, have it say whatever you want, then park the car, I guess in this case on a highway illegally. Then you go navigate to that video in the YouTube app on the car screen, make it full screen. And it looks like the car is saying something to you.
Didn't even need to use AI.
Right. So this is something that we could have done back in 2017.
Well,
right?
And the giveaway was it says bring it back to the dealer. They don't have it. So over on our super helpful Now Let's Review channel, we just reviewed a very big fat tire e-bike, the Velotric Nomad 2X.
You know, it's a good bike if both of us now fight over who gets to ride it on our Now We Adventure journeys.
Yeah, the Velotric can handle anything, especially because of its tuned dual suspension.
You can actually pump up the air chambers on the front and rear suspension to soak up the bumps the way that you want instead of just getting a stock suspension experience.
I am so used to having to stand up when approaching big bumps and potholes. And with the Nomad, I just found that I'm staying seated more and more as I let the rear suspension handle it for me. So we go through all the stats and the features
and the price to see if this might be the adventure bike for you. Go check it out on Now Let's Review today.
All right, it's time for some SpaceX news. And if you're looking to get a Starlink, Starlink just posted that they are offering the standard kit at 50% off in the US, easy to order in under 2 minutes. So a little PSA for you guys.
$175 for a phased array antenna that can communicate with satellites to bring you high-speed internet anywhere around the world.
All right, it's time for our video contributor story. Remember, we need your story. Send them to hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. What do we got this week?
This one is kind of crazy.
Okay.
So John sends me this email on Wednesday about Nikola trucks being auctioned off in Coolidge, Arizona, because
the hydrogen ones or the electric ones?
I believe it was the electric. Well, they're basically, it's a fire sale. They're getting rid of everything they have there. So there's,
right, because they went bankrupt.
There was battery packs. There were trucks. Then I get an email from Mike, who spotted a Nikola truck driving northbound on I-15 in California near Fallbrook, California.
Okay.
Then I get an email from Rod, who spotted the exact same truck trying to charge at a level 2 charger in Manifee at the Costco.
Level 2?
So he went shopping at Costco, came back out, and the truck was still not charging at the level 2
when's
charger.
It going to be finished charging? 17 days.
So I'm going to guess that it's still at that Costco at Manifee because I have no idea how they're going to get that thing charged. And my guess is that was the range. I'm guessing it left the auctioneer site. It probably said that it had a certain amount of range, but because it wasn't rolling downhill,
they didn't make it.
They didn't quite make it. So you can see, I think they probably took that southern route there because that's how you make it up to Manifee. And so about 400 miles.
Interesting. So if you're in that area, go take some more pictures.
Just see if it's still there. It may be gone, maybe. But I
wonder what they were selling for.
$40,000.
That's a steal.
For a semi-truck. So obviously some dude was like on Facebook Marketplace and was like, holy crap, I gotta get me one of those. And then...
Although you can't get it serviced. So.
Or apparently charged. Wow.
All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories. We got so much fun content exclusively for our patrons on Patreon today.
Like we do now, three times a week.
So if you haven't joined us on Patreon, you are really missing out, and we miss you.
We want you to join our community and take part in all the fun stuff.
Bonus videos just for you. Patreon exclusive polls and
our giveaways.
We just had our fourth winner. Grok randomly picked Melody of 1974 is our winner. We had about 400 entries, so this is very popular.
Then we should do it again.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do it. Let's give away another Tesla Gen 3 wall connector. So head on over to Patreon, watch our stories, and enter to win. We'll see you there. All right, we're back from Patreon bonus stories. Don't forget to enter to win that. And we've got our shout outs today for our amazing patrons who support us for $5 or more every month. Who do we got today?
Tim Lang,
Anath Anamaraju,
William Long,
Tony Sprolik,
and Sean Neidig. Thank you so much for supporting us. We cannot do this show without your support.
All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the week. Adrian Dittman said AOL will discontinue its dial-up internet service on September 30th.
Elon said America offline. End of an era. Wait, they were still offering
I didn't know that.
Dial-up internet?
Who? Wait a minute. How am I going to get online?
What? That means that people still have like wired phones in their homes.
Level CO says, when I realized most low-effort modern art was just money laundering, everything started to make sense.
And Elon posted Bullseye.
Elon said, once it became clear that all paths converged to AI 6, I had to shut down Dojo and make some tough personnel choices, as Dojo 2 was now an evolutionary dead end. Dojo 3 arguably lives on in the form of a large number of AI 6 socks on a single board. He went on to say, Grok is one-shot coding increasingly complex video games. Our next update will actually play the game, look at the screen, and adjust the code to improve both aesthetics and playability, and then feed that back into training to improve the one-shot probability, obviously. Our V7 foundation model, which finished pre-training last week, is natively multimodal. It processes a video audio bitstream directly, understanding it without converting it into anything. So, for example, it will finally understand nuances in how you speak that convey mood and emphasis.
Wow. Okay. Elon posted the FSD release in about 6 weeks will be a dramatic gain with a 10 times higher parameter count and many other improvements. It's going through training and testing now. Once we confirm real-world safety of FSD 14, which we think will be amazing, the car will nag you much less.
6 weeks. Set your timers. Elon said Grok 4 is now free for all users. The free tier allows a small number of queries per day. Beyond that requires subscription. Sign up for it. You will thank me.
Yeah.
Michael Roche says, if Robotaxi is working so great from videos, then why do you still need a special invite to get the app and try the service? Don't freak. I'm not trolling. Just asking.
Elon says it will be open access next month.
So do you think he means Texas or California?
Probably both. My guess as to the reason why is because they've had a limited number of Robotaxis. They've had to have safety drivers in the car, either safety drivers or passengers. So if they just made it open access, then the wait times would go up astronomically.
There's so much to talk about here. We're going to talk about this on Patreon bonus stories.
Okay.
Elon said making America's cities safe and beautiful must start in our nation's capital. This would be a great example for all cities in America. Nicholas Gibbs says the question remains, Elon, why do you have to learn about this from Bloomberg? Why don't you control what you control? You're keeping mainstream media alive by not being the direct source this news comes from.
Elon says we do need better news aggregation on X.
And Wokeness says DC Attorney General Brian Schwab says we can't arrest our way out of crime.
Elon says you definitely can. In fact, failing to arrest career criminals will obviously result in crime getting out of control. QED.
Then Grok was suspended.
And Elon posted, man, we sure shoot ourselves in the foot a lot.
Elon says it was just a dumb error. Grok doesn't actually know why it was suspended. John Lonsdale says Western civilization needs to rediscover its frontier spirit to be great again.
And Elon agrees.
Sawyer Merritt posted news that the CEO of Mercedes criticized the European Union's plan to ban CO2 emitting vehicles from 2035. We need a reality check. Otherwise, we are heading at full speed against a wall.
And Elon says, just make good EVs.
Then he had a poll. Use genetic engineering to create adorable miniature pet woolly mammoths.
And it was 50-50. Really, neck and neck.
Yeah, Elon said, wow, dead even. X-Freeze said, if XAI wouldn't have to deal with the woke dump on the internet, they would have achieved AGI already.
Elon said, garbage in, garbage out.
Elon said, incentives need to be aligned for the right societal outcome. Prisons should be penalized for recidivism and rewarded in inmates' transition to a productive life. Right now, it's the opposite. What you incent will happen. And it's nuts that all other rockets just smash back into Earth. Falcon has landed almost 500 times. Lydia says it was fine for Gavin Newsom to clean up San Francisco for Xi Jinping, but it's not okay for Trump to clean up Washington, D.C. for the American people.
Elon said they suddenly figured out how to clean up San Francisco when the boss came to town.
Whew. Well, thank you for joining us today, everybody. We're going to see you again on Thursday.
Now you know.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated. forlorn even, like your efforts are futile and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.